Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you remember, Slacker, when you came in and you were upset with all of us because we hadn't mentioned something? It was because you were dyeing your beard?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you worried that it looked bad, and that was why.
Do you remember? I know what you're talking
about.
Erin
knows what I'm talking about, and now I'm having the same worry.
I haven't.
I have moved farther away from the microphone.
Slacker has removed. You don't know what I'm talking about?
In case profanity happens.
Oh.
These two have figured it out.
You did something, and I'm supposed to notice. Wait, you did your chin thing.
I did my chin. I was like, this is very vulnerable. I have a new chin.
You said you were doing it last night. Let me just say this.
Didn't someone, who said that she was going to be like the crimson chin?
I say it all the time. No. I woke up this morning, it's a little swollen.
Mm.
And I went down to my fiance and I said, hey, honey, do I look like the crimson chin? And then
I don't
cried.
Know what the crimson chin is.
No.
Can somebody Google the crimson chin?
You don't know what the crimson chin is.
I don't. But let me say this.
I was going to make a Jay Leno joke, and now to know that
God! You guys, I want to make a show rule.
The crimson chin.
From what? Fairly Odd Parents. Yeah.
Okay. We need to make a show rule that, like, we need note it, like, we can't do things like this because every once in a while it'll come up on the show and it's like, Tiago will go like, I feel like there's something wrong with my eyes. And then we spend the whole break staring into his eyes. And then it just gets like right now I can't make eye contact with him because we like spend too much time. And now it's
going to,
looking at your chin. And then it's just
looking for a picture of Erica so I can compare.
Do you think it looks radically different?
Yeah.
I do think it looks radically different.
In what way?
Do you not?
Did you have
I
don't know if it's just this photo. Did you have a cleft chin at all?
No, but it was very flat.
Okay.
Is the best way to put it.
You so really think it looks...
Because that picture just kind of has...
In pictures, it would like look like I had a bit of a cleft chin.
I don't know...
That sounds like a good thing.
What do you want to hear right now?
In pictures, I would look chiseled. And...
No, a cleft chin is kind of like a butt chin.
But that's butt like chin can work on some people.
Oh, for sure. Okay.
Don't you think?
I thought that was like a good, I guess it's like more of a male thing, like the actor of like,
That
yeah,
is
like Tom
what
Brady
I
has
have
a butt chin.
Is I had a bit of a masculine chin.
Oh.
You did?
I don't think that
See,
at all.
I don't think
thing.
You did. Like, the biggest compliment I could give you right now, I don't think you want to hear.
I found a good picture to compare.
I poked my head up.
Okay, are you?
What is the compliment that you don't think I want to hear?
That I didn't notice.
No, that's great. That's perfect.
Because so many women, like, I know we have a lot of friends in the aesthetics business, so I don't want to talk smack. I think Botox is amazing. I think filler, when used properly, and in extreme, I know these two words don't go together, extreme moderation, real good.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, if you come in, it's like, you didn't notice I got my lips done. It's like, oh yeah, I noticed.
Right.
Like, I just can't look at you because you, like your face, like your lip is your whole thing.
Well, that was what I was fearful of. No one mentioned it. And so I was like, oh no.
No.
Is it the crimson chin?
Now that I'm comparing, there is a difference.
Is it more of a ball now?
It's
kind of
lower. So I had a very short bottom of my face. This is a crazy thing. By the way,
Erica's like describing my dream face.
No,
like my cheeks were all soaking in. And...
Well, why didn't you do this? We just had some pictures taken. Now we have to go take new pictures with your new chin.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping it's not that noticeable.
It's the fifth member.
Okay.
Please welcome
the chin.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.